That's what makes it valuable. I looked at my book with even greater appreciation and shook my head. I can't sell it, Warren, I said. It was a gift. I don't have very many books that aren't school books either. You could afford to buy quite a few with what I'd give you, he replied. But you think it over and let me know if you change your mind. I'm sure I won't, I said to Sarah Jane as we left school together. I can't imagine anything that I'd give up my book for. I'll say one thing for you, Mabel. You're not greedy, Sarah Jane observed. Some people would sell their own brother to get $5. Don't think I haven't considered it, I said. I just haven't had a whole lot of offers for Roy. A few evenings later, I found Pa sitting at the kitchen table, looking at a mail-order catalog. What are you looking for, Pa? I asked. Are you shopping for Christmas already? Not exactly, Pa answered. But I am thinking about winter. Your Ma needs a new coat badly, and I'm trying to figure how we can get one for her after the crops are in. If we have a good yield, I might be able to afford this one. He pointed to a neat cloth coat that came in gray, navy blue, or black. Oh, but look, Pa, here's one with a fur collar. Wouldn't that be warm and pretty? Pa looked at it wistfully. Yes, it surely would. It would also cost about $5 more than I can pay. $5. If I sold the book to Warren, we could get that coat for Ma.